welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. And I tell you, we are moving into the new month. Can't believe that the season is changing so quickly. It's so powerful. There's a spiritual season change happening. October is going to be Rocktober. The Lord is going to rock things open in a good way. He's going to strengthen your foundation on a solid rock, and He's going to open up the heavens over you. So Lord, I pray for this word. I pray that You would open up the heavens. I pray that You would put us on a solid foundation. I pray, Lord, that You would continue to do this new seasonal change and work that You're doing in us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the Lord, He is our solid rock. He's a foundation. It's so important to get this. They'll help you walk through these uncertain times. Psalm 18:2 is, the Lord is my rock. He's my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge. We are in right now a transitional time. We are transitioning into a new season, and staying close to the Lord is what's going to get you through this time. Take refuge in Him and everything is going to work out just fine. And take refuge until the storm passes. Now that's part of the prophetic word I gave for the Jewish New Year, which is Psalm 57:2, but it's the same thing. This is the same verse here that's just stated in a different way. It's in a different place. It's Psalm 18:2. We are transitioning, so stay close to the Lord. We might still have some problems and troubles in the world, but God is making a way through it all for you. 1 Corinthians 3:11. For one man can lay a foundation other than someone has already laid, which is Jesus Christ. So Paul was saying, basically, that Jesus is our foundation. And watch for the Lord to reveal Himself to you. And watch for Him to begin to visit you or increase right now in dreams and visions and speak to you in ways that you'll be able to hear and understand. The Lord is reconfirming things to you right now. He's renewing His relationship with you. How powerful is that? So building your house, building spiritually, you know, this is a spiritual house. The building your house on a solid ground is important. Matthew 7:24 is what Jesus said. Therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew against it and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had a foundation on the rock. Jesus tells us that if you put your trust in the Word, it's the Word, because He said, these are my words. Whoever hears my words and puts them into place. Put your trust in the Word of God. In other words, put your practice. He says, if you put it into practice, He says, if you hear it and do it. So this isn't just trust. It's hearing the Word. It's also hearing the prophetic Word. But hearing the Word, putting it into practice, then you'll be able to withstand the storms. Notice it didn't say the storms went away. It just said that you stand in it. This is a time right now the Lord's going to release powerful prophetic principles to you. I want to do this right now in this podcast, some prophetic principles that's going to help you. And these are biblical principles. For some people, it might come easier than others. Some might need to battle based on their past, you know, whatever. Maybe the level of your calling or the level of your past, the level of where you're going might vary, but the Lord is still here. His word is still true. The Lord is strengthening your foundation under you, and He's clearing out the atmosphere over you. So He's shifting the spiritual atmosphere. 2 Corinthians 10:5 talks about this. We demolish arguments and every pretense that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. The spiritual atmosphere is a vibe. It's a general spiritual condition around you. It can also be around buildings or houses, churches, businesses, cities, nations, etc. But there is a spiritual atmosphere. So things like unforgiveness, judgments, arguments can close off the spiritual atmosphere over you. And here's how we find it. I started with this verse, 2 Corinthians 10:5. You demolish the arguments in your head. You take the thoughts captive, and then you get into agreement with the Word of God. That's what we're talking about here. Jesus said, if you put them into practice, these words, then you'll be able to get this breakthrough. God is bringing new clarity to you. And this is a time. God is accelerating. You know, we really need to succeed in what the Lord is doing. And this is a time right now, it's not about, this is not a success talk, but you have access to everything you need to succeed because the Holy Spirit is in you. Proverbs 29:18. But if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But if they attend to what He reveals, they are most blessed. As you partner with God, you have the Holy Spirit, His love, His power to change. Then, you know, all things are possible. Everything is limitless because God has no limits. You come into agreement with this. The Lord is strengthening your foundation. He's clearing out some negative atmospheres over you, maybe in your head, maybe over or around you, so that you can get the clear vision. Clarity is coming for greater financial blessing as well. Genesis 12:2, I will bless you, I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. This is a verse about not so much you make your name great, but I tell you, the big thing in here is I want to bless you to be a blessing so that you will be a blessing. And then in the midst of this, that part about that is just, you know, that's favor. And so we're entering into a time that the Lord wants to, He's going to do some redefining of some things. Prosperity. That's one of them. Blessing of prosperity. Prosperity, to me, is having the freedom, is having the money, the time, the resources to do what God calls you to do when He calls you to do it. I don't know about you, but that is what the Lord wants to do. So what we must do then is go through this sincere and true. We actually must go through this time and get the true spirit of love, and not just the spirit of the world, but the spirit of love. We got to go beyond just getting by. You know, God wants us to have enough money to fulfill what He's calling you to do, to supply the needs of others, to be a blessing in times of trouble. You know, to finance the works of the Lord, ministries and nations. We need to touch people all over, develop streams of revenue, so that you can give back into the kingdom. Also be a positive influence into the world by responding to it and not reacting to it. To be a positive influence into the world by responding to what God is doing and not just reacting. So we're going to respond right now. True wealth is not just money. It really isn't money, according to the Bible. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, Jesus said, there your heart will be also. True wealth, according to Colossians 2:2, true wealth and riches is a relationship with God our Father through Jesus. True wealth is found in the commandments of love. Matthew 22:36-40. That is actually the greatest commandment. Being rich is not the size of your bank account, according to Romans 14:17. And so as we get healed of the issues of our soul, the Lord then can trust us with the true wealth. Spiritual gifts, gifts and anointing, wealth, finances. So, is the Bible against being rich? Big question here. No, not at all. As long as money is not your God. Matthew 19:23, Jesus said to His disciples, I tell you, it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. He wasn't trying to create doctrine about you can't have money here. He was speaking to someone. It was an individual who made money his God. So if you look at the flow of the Bible, that it's like Jesus is not against the money and the wealth here. But he really had wealthy people around him. He talked about having, you know, where your heart is what he was talking about. So where your motives are, you want to align those with the Lord. When he went in and cleansed the temple of the money changers in John 2, he was upset about their dishonesty, not about money. They had dishonest scales. So notice something. And I'm not stereotyping here, but Jewish people have an understanding that they see finances and blessing as worship to God. I'm going to say it again. They understand that finances and blessing is worship to the Lord. So now's the time. Esther 4:14. Who knows? Maybe you've come into this royal position for such a time as this. This is the time God is calling us to get royal authority. It appears that Satan is winning the storm, but I tell you, God has not forgotten us. He has not forgotten you. It's time to step up and be a blessing in the midst of the turmoil and the storm. So the most powerful principle that you can build on is love. I mentioned it before. Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Then there's a second commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. All of the laws of the prophets hang on these two commandments. Jesus referred to this as the greatest commandment. It's not just love in general. It's this love triune. Notice it's love God, love others, and love yourself. There's a triune. There's a three-chord of love there. As you begin to do this, when you pull this together, you'll bring your life under the authority of the Lordship of Jesus. As you come into agreement with heaven, it was actually, it's this here, right now, this is what the secret, loving God, loving others, and loving yourself, you know, getting that unplugged, that is actually the secret to the financial flow. This is the secret to things. Heaven, it's a secret to health and wealth, and everything flows through this once you align with the greatest commandment. So now I'm going to do a prayer to clear the air, okay? Because this is powerful, but some people might not grasp it all, and some things are better caught than taught. So I'm going to pray right now. Matthew 5:23. Therefore, if you're offering your gift at the altar, and you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift in front of the altar and go and reconcile with them and come and present your gift. See, sometimes you need to reconcile with others. You need to get that loving other people, loving to align. So you need to reconcile with others. So I'd recommend this. Here's the three things that I want to recommend you do right now. If you want to get a blast through this, is reconcile with God, yourself, and others. Reconcile with others when you can, as best you can. You don't have to agree with what they do or did. You don't have to do anything except do this in the Spirit. Ask forgiveness. Then I'd recommend going on a negative talk and thought fast. Fasting from negative talks and thoughts for about 21 days. It'll change your life. Like me, it turned into a lifestyle. I now live in the zone of the negative, free lifestyle. Then the third thing is give love, grace, gratitude. Be grateful as well as money. Give love, grace, gratitude as well as money. So Lord, I pray that you would activate this, and we activate this word about getting this breakthrough right now, that we need a breakthrough in this area. Deuteronomy 28:12, that you would bless our storehouses, open the heavens over us. I pray that you would bless our land, send the rain. I pray that you would bless the work of our hands. And I pray that we could lend many and borrow from none, that we would shift everything around and be able to get out of debt, that we'd be able to develop the godly character that we need to develop love in Jesus' name. Amen. Woohoo! Well, next week on Spirit Connection Podcast, we'll be releasing the full prophetic word for the month of October. Stay tuned for that. But for right now, in case you missed this, I did a special training last weekend, but we still have the replay available to you. This was powerful. And it was called Restoring Your Financial Storehouses. It's not too late to get the replay. Go to DougAddison.com/storehouses. And I tell you, it was a special price, $27, usually $37, the full teaching and plans to help you build. Whether you're in debt, maybe you want to develop greater finances, get the plans from heaven, align with these principles of the Bible that I did, that I was able to do this. And I was a business owner before I was in ministry, but I went into ministry. I was into banking for a number of years. I was a business owner, entrepreneur. Then I went into what I do now about hearing God and the prophetic, and I combined the combination of coaching, of doing some strategies, you know, for entrepreneurial prophetic anointing. That's what this is releasing the entrepreneurial prophetic anointing. Also consider getting the trainer kit. For $97, you could actually get the kit with this to be able to teach this, and it's editable, so you can use it as you need. We have some agreements, of course, but it's just, it's an amazing time right now. I don't want you to miss out on what God's doing. DougAddison.com/storehouses. I'm so excited for what's happening. Want to come into agreement with the Lord. Want to come into agreement. Jesus said, when you pray, pray on earth as it is in heaven. And so will be with you. I pray that the things of heaven would be imparted to you. I pray that the things of heaven, the qualities, I pray that we would come into agreement with love, loving others, loving God, loving ourselves. I pray that we would come into agreement with the word that says that he would bless the work of our hands. I pray that we'd come into agreement with being a blessing to others and being blessed. Father, I thank you for this word. I ask that it would just go out to the world, that whoever needs it. I just felt like there was a shift happening right now. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.